This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What can I do to build self-confidence? Now, believe it or not, this is actually an Islamic question. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says, "Aman ar-Rasul." The Prophet had to sallallahu alaihi wasallam demonstrate faith, meaning he had to believe in what was sent to him, and that took confidence. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that when Islam was first revealed to him, he was very, very concerned. He wasn't sure, am I really worth it? Am I really fit for this? And that was the same not just with him, but all the prophets of Allah. Moses alayhi salam, and I teach you this du'a today from Surah Taha, he stood in front of Allah and Allah says to him, "Idhhab ila Fir'aun," go to Pharaoh. Qala, "Rabbi shrah li sadri," my Lord, expand my chest, open my heart to this mission, meaning allow me to believe I can accomplish it. Ya Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri, and make easy my affair. Make it easy for Fir'aun to accept what I have to say to him and to send Bani Israel with me. You know, look at how the prophets of Allah were tested by Allah with that issue of self-confidence. So you have to put your trust in Allah. You have to have that desire to do what's right and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists you in it. So self-confidence doesn't just simply come naturally. You have to make a concerted effort to seek of it and to attain it by your blessing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Three things to build your self-confidence, inshaAllah. One, associate with people who value you. Most self-confidence is undermined because the people that you are with, they kind of keep hitting at you and undercutting you. And there's, you know, two kinds of friends. There's that kind of friend who's above you, who pulls you up. And there's that kind of friend who's above you, who pushes you down. You want to be with the friends above you, who pull you up. There's also that kind of friend who's beneath you and pulls you down, wants you to stay down with them. And there's a kind of friend who's kind of beneath you, but they push you up, even if you transcend them. Those are the two you want, those who pull you up and push you up. That builds your self-confidence. Number two, associate with a group of people, not just who value you, but push your limits to expand you into things that you want to do in and things that you want to increase goodness in. And third and finally, put your trust in Allah. And it's not about what other people think of you that matters. It's what Allah thinks of you that matters most.